Now, ho, ho, ho. It's another hour playing all the hits.
Merry Christmas.
Family Law with Pauline Purcell. She's going to be bringing her delicious self into the studio in around about half an hour's time. Meantime, Raxu and the Christmas song from Mariah.
Ho, ho, ho. This is MKFM.
The bit of MKFM script. It's called Rain. 12:36 on the Friday afternoon now. And it being a Friday, there's always an increased chance that she's going to be here. And she is here. Hello, Pauline.
Hello, Neil. How are you doing?
Was that creepy enough for you?
It was a bit creepy.
Happy Christmas, creepy
Happy
voice.
Happy Christmas there to you.
Are you all set? Are you ready?
Almost, yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah, I've got the whole family coming tomorrow, so...
What, like now that's it? Until Christmas?
No, I haven't finished work, but I've got like all the... cousins and nieces and nephews and brothers and sisters.
Right.
And I'm putting on a big family spread tomorrow.
Good
so
Lord.
I've got to, just about to go and do all the shopping.
So you got the bowl of chocolates in, on
That's
the table
it.
And Twiglets and all that sort of stuff.
Yeah,
wow.
It'll all be gone. They're very greedy.
Are they really? Shh, they might be listening. So, you're a lady, so you're organised. That's the thing.
Quite organised,
and
yeah.
Have you done all your Christmas shopping?
Yep, all done.
Oh.
Have you not done?
I've bought one thing online and that's it. And that's
Typical
gone to my
man.
Mum and dad's because I want mum to wrap it because it's for the missus.
So you're a Christmas Eve afternoon guy.
You got
you?
It. Yeah, I'll be walking around the Into Centre on Friday afternoon.
With that
like
panicked
five.
Look in your eyes.
Yeah, all the shops shutting and the people going, you can't come in here now. And me going, oh my God, that's it. My life is over.
Yeah, just buy anything.
Essentially, it'll be
so
garage
you've got
flowers.
That sucker sign on your head, and all the sales assistants will make a beeline for you.
Yeah,
with the yellow stickers. He'll buy.
Absolutely, they'll be pricing things up rather than the other way. It's what it is. So, what we decided we were going to do today, didn't we, Pauline Purcell from Purcell Solicitors? We are going to sort of address the whole Christmas thing, and we're going to look at sort of the impact that it has on younger people that are sort of in a situation where parents are separating. So, just let's picture the scene then that is going on. I mean, where do we start with this?
Well, I mean, I think Christmas is a really stressful time anyway, whether you're in a happy relationship or in an unhappy relationship or already separated. You know, we're all trying to make the perfect Christmas.
Mm.
And just sometimes it's not perfect. And I think sometimes you just shouldn't beat yourself up about that, that you should just make the best of it as you can.
Right.
And importantly, focus on what's best for your children. You know, we all get caught up. That's not as good as it could be. But ultimately, you know, they're your children. And if they're in a situation where their parents are splitting up or have splitted up, then they're having their own issues to deal with. And it's a time for you to try and spend time with them and focus on them. You know, as I said, it's a really difficult time. And if you're still together and living in a home but unhappily, it's really an opportunity just to try and put on a joint show for the benefit of the children.
Right, okay,
you know, you're
a bit of acting.
A bit of acting.
Yeah.
Well, just do your best and don't beat yourself up about the fact that it's not the best and try and support each other through that difficult time. You know, Christmas is really magical for children, isn't it?
Of course, yeah.
And sometimes, you know, particularly if you're separating or in a difficult relationship, you're focusing on yourself and your needs, whereas actually, particularly at Christmas, it's a time to focus on your children. And actually, often the children know a lot more about what's going on in your relationship than you do. You know, I've had lots of clients over the years that when they eventually come to tell the children we're separating, the children say, well, we know, we can tell you and Dad have been unhappy.
Right.
Because things come out and, you know, people behave in a certain way. But what I'd like to encourage parents to just try and be supportive of each other at Christmas. And when it does get stressful and difficult, just try and think of, well, how are the children going to feel at this time? And if your partner is irritating the hell out of you and you really want to scream at them, just think first. Think about, actually, I don't want to do this now. I can deal with this later at another time. Let's just focus on the children and they don't need to hear all that going on at Christmas. It's really, really difficult, isn't it?
I mean, that's the thing, isn't it? When you have kids, I suppose, you have to sort of get into that mindset where the kids do come first and your own personal feelings to a point have to go to the side a little bit. And it's probably never a more prevalent time for that than Christmas. That's really when they've got to be put first, isn't it?
Well, families are together, aren't they, and thrown together. Lots of people are off work. We're all out of routine. Everyone is doing things that they wouldn't naturally do. And that can be a bit of a pressure cooker sometime.
Of course.
But also, you know, take some time for yourself. You know, I'm saying the focus is on the children and making sure it's as good as it can be for them. But remember to take care of you. And if you're still together, living together, have an eye on what a difficult time your partner may be having, you know, particularly in front of the children. And if they need space, then allow them some space.
Right.
And don't criticise them for doing that. You know, if someone needs to go off for a few hours or be by themselves or go and visit some friends over that Christmas period, don't think that that's them neglecting you or the children. It is what it is. You know, it's they need a bit of space. Don't criticise them in front of the children and try and make it as good as you can.
Obviously, when you're in a situation where you are separating and you've got kids and you're trying to make the best for Christmas, I mean, would you advise people to sort of seek kind of guidance from people, you know, any agencies or bodies that are there for that reason? Or do you think it's just a case of, look, you've got to take this on board in the house and deal with it in the new year on the sort of professional level, if that makes sense?
I mean, certainly if you haven't split up yet, then, you know, it's difficult, isn't it? Because you're being forced to deal with the situation.
Mm.
If you've already split up, then there are lots of agencies out there that can help you. I mean, obviously, there is legal advice. You know, that parties, if they think they've got a legal issue, there's mediation. If you want to sit down with an independent neutral and talk about these issues, and there are counsellors and other bodies and agencies. But ultimately, it all boils down to you. You're the parents. You know what's best for your children.
Right.
No one else does. It's your child or children. So I would very much encourage people to communicate. And I think that's part of the problem that we all have at times.
Oh, yeah.
You know, whether it's an issue about our children and, you know, we're separated or we're still together, but communicate. Let's talk to each other. Let's plan what we're going to do. You know, the worst thing that could possibly happen is the children don't know when they're seeing each of their parents over the Christmas period. And that gets the children stressed and upset. And also, if you have made arrangements to see the children, turn up on time.
Right.
Don't be late. That can cause enormous frustrations.
It doesn't sound like
irritation.
A big thing, does it?
It's
but
not,
it's massive.
But it become these little tiny things can become such big issues. And certainly if you start off on the wrong foot, it's quite difficult sometimes to get back to where you need to be.
Right.
But if you always focus on this is my child or children, I know what's best for them as a parent, and if I can try and talk and agree those arrangements with the other parent, it's got to be best for everyone.
It's the one time that trust has got to be there, isn't it? And you've got to be able to rely on each other and help each other get through it.
Absolutely. I mean, there'll be times when you can't, and that's when we talked about, you know, going and getting some professional advice elsewhere. But ultimately, most parents do.
Mm.
Most parents do. And it may be that you need some help from your family to communicate.
Sure.
You know, don't forget the extended family at this time of year. You know, grandparents love seeing their grandchildren. Aunties, uncles, you know, we talked about my family coming tomorrow.
Yeah.
Well, it's just as important for children to see their extended family from both sides as it is to see their parents often. So, and often the extended family can help as well. You know, they can help often mediating or just talking or, you know, just reassuring everyone that you're on track. You're doing as good as you can. It's not perfect, but it's all right.
And that's all anybody can really ask of you, I suppose, in that situation. Well, we'll continue talking. If you just tuned in, Pauline Purcell from Purcell Solicitors is in with us talking about children and the impact of separation on children around Christmas. We're going to continue that chat in just a moment. First of all, we're going to take a short break to have a look at what's going on.
Let's go!
MKFM Daytime.
Six.
MKFM. What's on guide with Thurlow Nunn Vauxhall.
I tell you, Pauline, it's all Christmas now. Everything is Christmas, Christmas, Christmas.
Jingle bells.
Yeah, all the way. It's the MK Springer's Christmas party on Sunday. Have you been to the Santa's Grotto yet? And asked
in the city centre?
Yeah.
I haven't been in to see Santa this year.
God, do it. You
every time I walk past, I think I must go and say hello.
Yeah, you do. How is Santa going to know what you want unless you go and chat to him? Oh, look at you getting down a bit of Craigie David. Craig David! Pauline loves Craig David. Yeah, it's great, isn't he? And Sagala there. MKFM, the beat of MK. You're going to be in the news a little bit, I guess, at the beginning of the year because you're doing a couple of great things. Well, Divorce Day is coming up, isn't it? That's a pretty big day.
Yeah, I mean, Divorce Day is the 2nd of January each year, or the first working day of each year, and it's typically the day when it is highlighted the issues that arise from divorce, because unfortunately it's that time of year, as we've spoken about both today and before, when lots of people split up or are about to split up this time of year.
Right.
So it's an opportunity to raise the awareness of the issues that relate to divorce, and look at what resources and assistance is available for couples that are divorcing or separating at this time. I would encourage anyone who wants to obtain some information to go online and look at www.resolution.org.uk. Resolution is the governing body of solicitors who promote dealing with divorce and children issues in a sensible, where possible, amicable way.
Right.
And there are lots of resources and information and leaflets and guides, and you can find out on there where to find a solicitor, where to find a mediator, where to find other resources that you might need at this difficult time. So certainly a place to have a look at.
And you're very much involved in this. I mean, this campaign is called Voices in the Middle, I believe, overall, correct?
Yes, it's an initiative by the Family Initiative, a registered charity, who are trying to develop an online platform so that children who are in the middle of a divorce or a separation have an opportunity to share their views, share their experiences with each other.
Right.
So it's an online platform that's
really good.
Being developed by young people.
Yeah.
So it's the young people who have written the whole, everything on the website is written by them. There are some videos on there, some other tools and resources. They're doing a proper relaunch in April, but at the moment there's still some really good information, both for parents, but very much so for young people themselves to have a look at, because you're going through this as a young person or as a young adult, and sometimes you can speak to your best friend about it or your mates at school, but often they don't understand.
Of course, they're not going
and
through
you don't,
it.
And you might not want to, you know. So this is an opportunity to see that other children are going through this experience, and it puts you in touch with other children and young people who are going through exactly the same thing that you are.
That's amazing, because of course as a young person you might not have access to a Facebook or something where you would ordinarily as an adult get access to those supporting tools. So this is a really good way of getting kids connected to other kids that are going through the same thing.
Yeah, that's absolutely brilliant. And it's really secure, you know, and informative, and parents can be sure that their children are safe going online in shared space where they can share similar experiences with their peers. So it's really good.
And the website address, that's familyinitiative.org.uk.
That's the main charity.
Right.
The online space is www.voicesinthemiddle.org.uk.
Perfect.
So that's www.voicesinthemiddle.org.uk. And on Divorce Day, on the 2nd of January, there's a group of young people who are doing a kayak and canoe charity event to raise funds for this online platform. They're doing it from Bedford to St. Neots. God knows what the weather's going
Crikey.
To be like.
Oh, right.
I think it's 7 miles or 7 hours, 15 miles Oof. In a canoe and kayaking. And they are looking for sponsorship. So if there's anyone out there who'd like to sponsor this amazing charity to help these young people, please get in touch on voicesinthemiddle.org.uk.
We'll whack a link to that website on our podcast page, because this, of course, will be uploaded onto the website. You'll be able to go to the on. If you're missing this right now, you just caught the tail end of this or something, you've just been on lunch, don't worry. This will go up on demand on mkfm.com, and we'll whack a link to that website in the podcast update as well.
Great.
So just quickly before we head to the news at 1 o'clock, Pauline, I mean, do you think we've covered everything we need to cover? Because when it comes to kids, obviously this is, we all feel for the children at this time of their lives, don't we?
Yeah.
When the parents are going through something, and it's, you know, with all the will in the world, the parents want to give the best. And we mentioned, it's, you know, sometimes we can put a bit too much pressure on ourselves to give our kids the perfect Christmas. Any more thoughts on that?
I suppose it's just listen to your children. You know, listen to them and what they want. Often as parents, we think we know what our children want, rightly or wrongly.
Yes, mum.
But, you know, that's not often the case. And, you know, talk to them. Quite, as I said earlier, quite often they know a lot more about what's going on than you think they do. And whilst I would not encourage parents at all to be talking about the details of the relationship with the parents, but just talk to your children about what they may be going through and what you can do to help them make it better.
That's what it's about, communication at the end of the day, isn't it?
It all boils down to it. Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. Well, listen, thank you so much. And if anybody has actually, you know, been listening to this and they're going, that's me, I'm in this situation, just go on, give yourself a plug. How can they get hold of you?
So they can get hold of me at Purcell Solicitors on 01908 69 3000.
And it's all very informal to begin with. If you are in this situation, you think, Pauline sounds fantastic, I want to have a chat with her, you do an initial free consultation, don't you, and talk through things.
Free chat over the phone initially to see if we can help you. Either myself, we've got several solicitors here all dealing with family law issues. So if I'm not available, speak to one of the other members of the team, and then we can see if we can help you and take it from there. So on Milton Keynes 693000.
Fantastic. Now, listen, Pauline, good luck with the big family do.
Thank you.
I don't envy you, my love. You got the big spread coming. If I don't speak to you before, have a fantastic Christmas, and I look forward to seeing you in 2018.
Great. Happy Christmas, everyone. Cheers.
Let's go! MKFM Daytime with BCS Carcrest.